If you are blind or partially sighted and quite like the idea of sailing, even if you've never stepped on board a yacht before, then there is an annual event, the next one coming up in July 2023, that you can get involved in. Now, to tell us more, we have with us Will Bridge, who is one of the organisers behind the event.
It's a pleasure.
Let's get a bit of background first of all, Will. How did these sailing weeks come about?
Sailing for people with a visual impairment has been going on for a long time. We think 30 years, actually, as part of the Royal Yachting Association's commitment to giving access to water sports. And our special interest has always been with visually impaired people and blind people because of the rather unique facility that sailing a yacht with a sense of the wind and the movement of the boat provides for people who can't see or can't see well, but are very well able to learn many of the skills that are entailed with sailing a sailing boat.
It really is a hands-on event, isn't it, Will? Because everyone gets involved in all aspects of life on and off the boats as well. But I think, you know, it's really important just to remind people this is for complete beginners as well, not those who have a lot of experience on boats.
Absolutely. We take complete beginner crew members on board, and we welcome them very much, and from the very beginning, hands-on. So they will join a sailing boat, typically 30 or 40 feet long, with an experienced skipper and one or two sighted crew. And we will start from the very beginnings, from some understanding of the geography of the yacht, their living arrangements down below in the bunks and in the cabins, and then on to how the boat moves through the water and makes its way to its destination, powered by the wind. All of that's perfectly amenable to a week's cruising down the south coast of England somewhere, and something which people quickly get the hang of.
Now, the yachts themselves, I found being on before, Will, they're quite easy to find your way around, getting to know people as well. It's a great atmosphere on board. But again, you know, you really do participate in everything from working with the sails, the helm as well. You know, you're taking the wheel. How does all that work then for someone, say, who is completely blind?
Well, in terms of the sailing of the boat, there are two sets of jobs. One is managing the sails and one is steering the thing. Both are amenable to visually impaired people learning. Sails are pulled in and let out via ropes and other controls, which you can actually sense the power and the feel of the wind coming on or switching off with your own muscle power and with your own ability to trim them. We can teach that quite straightforwardly. In terms of steering the boat, in the open sea where there are no hazards around, you can feel whether you're sailing with the wind or against the wind. After not that much practice, actually, you can sense where it's coming from. And if the skipper says, I want you to sail down the wind with the wind behind you, then you can steer a boat. Obviously, if there are hazards around, headlands or other ships or boats, then the sighted person has to assist. We have further aids. We have an audio compass, which enables people to hear beeps, which enable them to sail to a compass course, due north or southwest or whatever it might happen to be. So there's lots of help and assistance which do make people increasingly independent.
The sails last a week and you're living on board as well. So presumably there's different stops that you make where you perhaps all come together, you know, a good social event as well as, you know, really getting stuck into the sailing part of it.
It really is a very friendly social event. You're absolutely right. We only sail for a set number of hours in the day, not very many in the beginning of the week, getting people used to it. And then we gather all of the boats in a fleet together in a harbour. And that comparing of notes and salty stories about their day's experience is part of the big fun of the event and something that people never forget, really.
And it is quite a big event. You know, you have usually quite a few boats that go out in the flotillas as well. So it is popular, but you're still looking for more people to take this up even for the first time.
I mean, it's a big event, 20 or 25 boats typically. So we always, always look for new people who have no experience. Really, the only requirements we have is that we only take adults, people 18 or above. And there's a certain level of, I suppose you'd call it, agility required. And these are not specially converted yachts. They belong to people who the rest of the year sail them and climb over the lifelines and the rails. So we say you've got to be as agile as somebody who can climb over a gate during the course of a walk in the country or something of that nature as a beginning point. But there's not much more that we require from beginners other than that and an enthusiasm to learn.
So 2023, the latest sale will be taking place in July. So what are the details? Kind of where and when does it all take place? Do people kind of just make their way to certain points when they arrive?
The event starts and finishes at a single location. So all 20, 25 yachts gather in a very jolly gaggle, waiting for the visually impaired and sighted crew to join them. Next year, that focal point is at the Royal Cornwall Sailing Club in Falmouth on the 8th of July. And it runs for a week from the 8th to the 15th of July and returns to the Royal Cornwall Sailing Club in Falmouth. Between that, we will be visiting some of the lovely harbours and bays of the Cornish coast, South Cornish coast.
Well, is there a way that people can get in touch if they'd like more information? You'll find out about cost and so on, and of course the deadlines for applications.
So we open for applications on the 1st of January next year, and we provide information about the event on our website, sailingvision.org, and there your listeners will find, for example, some audio and some video recordings of past events, words from past visually impaired sailors, who some of them beginners, who describe what it's like to first sail on a sailing yacht for a week. And it also has a link to register. Applications open on the 1st of January with the email that we will send out to everybody who's registered in interest, and we'll close just before Easter.
Well, I can highly recommend the week, and I would definitely say to people, even if you've never stepped on a yacht before, do get involved. You'll have a fantastic time. We will catch up again, Will, just before the event kicks off to learn a little bit more about the week. But for the moment, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.